let them start garnishing my wages?
Now the government is like, pay up, no mercy.
There won't be a wage for them to garnish.
How the f*** are you supposed to pay a loan back that big?
No, we're not paying those back.
I will never be paying my student loans.
Why do you care so much? They're not paying the money back to you.
You f***ers that keep saying, why should my tax dollars pay for other people's student loans? One, go f*** yourself.
I'm gonna stop paying my debt, and I'm gonna use that money, and I'm gonna go live my life.
I am over $80,000 in debt.
I have over $75,000 in student debt.
$95,487.
$80,000, maybe even a little more than that.
About $200,000 in debt total, with all my student loans and credit card debt and just other debt. So
all you care about is my debt. You don't care about what the kids I take care of. You don't care about my role in society.
And all the mediocre white men in my comment section that are either too dumb or too poor to go to college.
What are they gonna do? I'm broke. I have no money.
We will all file bankruptcy. You're not getting a dime from me, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
I don't think they realize we don't care. We don't care about credit scores.
This country sets us up for failure.
Like, do you have a heart?
You don't care what education means to this country?
Whoever is making these decisions clearly does not care about American people.
But I wanted to move back to New York City as soon as possible. So I know what you're thinking. You're in that much debt and you're gonna go move to the most expensive city in the world. Yes, yes I am.
Oh boy. I think we've reached lobotomy level in this one, because I've been covering a lot of insanity, delusion, and stupidity on this channel, but this topic really has it all, since I don't even know where to start. Do we start with the blatant misinformation on what actually is going on with the income-based repayment programs, the wage garnishing, and the defaulting? Or do we explain some basic math on how interest works?
My student loan balance is slightly more than when I graduated from college, so make that make sense.
Do we start with the lack of understanding of minimum monthly payments or how loans work? Or do we explore the insanity of living far above your means, such as moving to New York City when you're already $200,000 in debt?
More than half of my monthly income will be going towards my rent. I wanted to, like, what 24-year-old doesn't want to go back to living on their own? Like, I don't want to live with my parents, no offense.
It's just all around retardation, and there's no fixing this. Because every single time these quote-unquote independent boss girl modern women run headfirst into the baseball bat of accountability, they always blame it on one thing.
Most people signed up for these loans when they were 18 years old.
They handed out student loans to 18-year-olds.
I was 18 when y'all gave that to me. It's a predatory practice.
They did not understand the impacts it was going to have on their life.
Now, was it my fault for taking out the student loans? Yes, but when you're 18?
Yep, the good old women are just too stupid to know what they're doing at 18. Please drop a like if you're also so done with this BS excuse, and comment down below what you think. Because while these wokies claim that they are too young to know what they're doing at 18, these same women also believe that 12-year-olds should be able to decide on which gender they want to be.
I'm a girl.
Who told you you're a girl?
Mommy.
Take a bunch of hormones that will destroy their bodies for the rest of their lives. That is complete insanity. And it shows that woke women will never mentally develop past the age of 9, but will stay perpetual children cosplaying as adults.
Because my job is a hard job. I have a very hard job that most people don't do. I take care of kids.
Now, before we dive into the madness of this student loan drama, and trust me, it gets insanely stupid.
What is it?
What do you mean?
If it's a potential baby, what is inside of a woman?
It's a fetus.
Is it living?
No.
Yep, worse than that. But before we do, I will say one thing in favor of these morons, and that is, yes, the student loan system in America is indeed very predatory and very broken. However, not for the reasons that these clowns keep mentioning, but we'll cover this in more detail as we go along. And this is also where my sympathy for them ends, because even though they want everybody in the country to be understanding and vote for student loan forgiveness,
maybe we need to help some people get where they're going sometimes in order to build a society that works for everyone.
If your tax dollars did pay for student loans, it's because you're investing in society. A rising tide lifts all boats.
Those same people asking for your sympathy are total assholes.
You f***ers that keep saying, why should my tax dollars pay for other people's student loans? One, go
yourself. We move to places that other people like us are and like them aren't.
And all the mediocre white men in my comment section that are either too dumb or too poor to go to college.
This is what a bachelor in brain rot will get you, and it's the best example that college and university are not only making people dumber these days, but also just terrible members of society as well. Now, these people signed up for massive amounts of loans, but they don't even understand the basic concept of how interest works.
I personally have been paying on my student loan for over 10 years, consistently, every single month, hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
I have been paying for 10 years. The grand total is I have paid $120,000 and I still owe $76,000. I think I might be late to the game learning about this.
See, this right here is what you see a lot on TikTok, with thousands of people complaining that their student loans keep increasing or haven't gone down an inch, even though they've paid for over 10 years. But it's very simple, because if your loan is so massive and the interest on it is 10 or even 17%, then a simple $80,000 debt is going to generate well over $8,000 worth of interest, which comes down to a minimum monthly payment of well over $666. Yep, the devil himself. And that is just to cover the interest.
And I started with $80,000. Last year, I paid $6,000 lump sum because that's really the only way to get it low.
That does not do a single thing to your actual loan. Now, as some of you might know, I used to be a big believer of going to university, since I myself studied aerospace engineering and business administration at several universities across Europe. However, nowadays, and especially in the States, it makes almost no sense to go to university, since the cost-to-benefit ratio is completely messed up, especially for the Ivy League ones that are completely out of this world.
My goal was also to go to art school for fine arts, so I ended up getting into Parsons and SVA in Manhattan, which are two incredible, incredible art schools. After 1 year of art school on Zoom and 1 year in classrooms, I am over $80,000 in debt.
That is crazy. And this brings us to the first major problem here in this student loan disaster, which is way too many people pursuing pointless degrees for way too much money.
My name is Lex and my concentration is the performance of self.
Hi, I'm Gabrielle. My concentration is creative direction production and narrative through the arts.
And so clearly, America does not have a student loan problem. It has a financial literacy and high school education problem, which is really prevalent in this little genius right here, who sees herself as a new age rebel.
What we're doing from this point forward is a debt strike 2025. When the interest rates go up on that, I'm not paying those either, even when they start to meet our demands. And the demands are as such. Abolish ICE. I want critical race theory in the classroom.
Right. So she's fighting the system and is super anti-capitalism, right?
They have been making us suffer under capitalism forever.
In order to craft a way forward outside of capitalism. So the systems of capitalism shame you into severing yourself from your body.
Then why does she buy an iPhone and a MacBook, products of the most capitalistic company in the world? Apple basically won capitalism, and she is happily supporting them. Not to mention that she's perfectly fine with flying off to Paris and flying to London while enjoying the good life in San Diego and LA. I mean, just a classic foolish champagne socialist, sipping vino and complaining non-stop about the country that allows her to basically live a dream life that most people in the world would kill for.
And now I have to suffer through a civil war after having to suffer through Donald Trump basically my entire life so far?
Oh, just shut up, you absolute hypocrite. These banks and institutions are willing to lend to these people so much money without any real career prospects that they will ever be able to pay this back. And as a special little mindfuck, these banks and lenders give them a ridiculously low minimum monthly payment that they should have never even accepted, which will keep them in debt forever.
So I go ahead at that 6 month mark and I apply for the income-based repayment. I qualified and the repayment was at $0. Now it still did accrue interest, but my payment per month was zero. And every year I have recertified and it has always been zero.
So my payment will be going from a percentage, a somewhat manageable percentage of my income every month.
Yeah, so these two are unbelievably stupid, but for different reasons. First up, the zero monthly payments lady. Now, she has unsubsidized loans, meaning that the interest on those loans are not covered by the government. So for over 15 years, plus the years that she was studying, those loans accrued interest, meaning she's absolutely f***ed right now.
I'm just barely making it. I'm single. I'm a single mom. How are we gonna live? How?
I have a college degree. I can't make more than $20 an hour. Yeah, I picked the wrong degree. Put myself in debt.
This is why these old income-based repayment plans were absolutely ridiculous and needed to be overhauled, which is exactly what is happening right now. Now, obviously, everyone that sees their payments go up blames Trump, but the real problem is that they should have never even been given a zero monthly payment for over 15 years. Nor should they have accepted these low minimum monthly payments. Which brings me to the 250 lady.
This is the impact just on me of what he has done. My payment is going to more than quadruple.
Yeah, well actually 4 times 250 is $1,000. So they haven't more than quadrupled, they've more than tripled. Now on the surface, this looks like an innocent mistake. But when you listen to more and more of her rants, it becomes very clear that she likes to make things seem more dramatic. Since she claims that raising her monthly payments from 250, which is ridiculously low by the way, to 900 is simply unacceptable and irresponsible for her salary.
Percentage, a somewhat manageable percentage of my income every month to the amount that will pay off my loans in the next 10 years.
But this same woman has plenty of money to go to a Taylor Swift Eras Tour.
I finally got Eras Tour tickets. I'm so freaking excited.
Which definitely wasn't cheap. Or fly off to Amsterdam for a quick little 4-day Euro trip of living the European dream. And fly off to Italy for a nice relaxing holiday. Because why not, right? It's not like we have student loans to repay. Now, does this look like someone who can't possibly pay more than $250 a month? Of course not. Oh, and don't forget, she also had plenty of money to spend throwing a very nice wedding that by her own accord costed her way too much money.
I also spend a lot of money on my honeymoon. I don't regret that. But I do have some feelings about the money I spent on the wedding.
So clearly she's able to spend tens of thousands of dollars having fun flying all over the world, but asking her to pay back her student loans by more than $250 a month is just simply asking too much. This is why people without student loans or people who've never even been to college absolutely hate people like this. Because everybody can clearly see that forgiving people like her even a single dollar is just pure punishment to people who are fiscally responsible with their money. There are millions of people who can't go to a Taylor Swift concert because they don't have the money. And then you're going to ask those people to pay for your education while you're doing all of this. That is insane. And that comes from someone who sees themselves as a better member of society.
Is that if we want things to get better ever in our lifetimes and beyond, we have to be the bigger people. Like, we have to not be condescending and educate.
Just absolutely disgusting. But wait, it gets so much worse because just like the other lunatic, she's also very anti-capitalism.
The greed of capitalism is ruining everything. Like everything we buy, shitty, awful. All because like 10 guys at the top of every company want to buy their 6th vacation home. Can't buy decent clothes, they're all made of literal plastic.
Right. So capitalism is so incredibly bad. But when she's not dropping these golden nuggets of wisdom, she hops right back on the mass consumption fast fashion waste zone, even advertising this by telling her followers about this amazing top from H&M for only $13, guys.
This is the top. It's from H&M. It's literally $13.
Can't buy decent clothes. They're all made of literal plastic.
Like, seriously, I have the black one too, and I just ordered the third color.
This is what we're dealing with, right? These are the people that see themselves as educated and more enlightened than you peasants. It is so ridiculous that she advocates against capitalism and not realizes that the only way she's able to buy a $13 top while holding an iPhone and advertising this to her online followers is because of capitalism. It's a type of capitalism that is excellent at mass scaling and exploiting cheap overseas labor, which again, I have no problem with. I have no problem at all with wearing my cheap child labor clothes, driving my Nazi car, while talking on my slave labor iPhone. I am fine with that, but it's people like her, these left-wing hypocrites, who want to sell you on this holier-than-thou persona, but in reality, they love capitalism and everything that it makes possible. This was the student loan disaster. Please drop a like on the video and subscribe to the channel for more videos.